on being watched in Las Vegas. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You probably could have guessed that Las Vegas casinos employ some pretty advanced technology to guard against anyone getting away with too much of their money. Glenn Doreen is senior technology editor at Popular Mechanics, which in its January issue explains some of the security and surveillance technology being used in Vegas.
Depending on the casino, you can have everything from RFID chips inside the poker chips. They can actually track the chips on the table, and they use camera-based technologies that are overhead and combine them with RFID chips. The cameras can see what you're how you're betting and can track you over time. And then there's even things that read the cards as they come out of the shoe, which is the plastic container, the plastic multi-deck apparatus that they deal cards out of. So they can literally read barcodes out of that, so they know what the cards are, who's got them, how much you're betting, and they can track you over time to see what your betting patterns are, and literally in real, and they have analysis software that can determine what kind of a gambler you are, how good you are.
Wow, this stuff is amazing to me. This actually put little radio tracking chips inside of poker chips?
Exactly. And the tables can sense them. Now, in fact, they're a little hush-hush on exactly how they use them, but we've been told that they sometimes even put sensors around the casino to see where the chips are going and also make sure that, for instance, employees don't walk out with chips in their pocket, because essentially this is currency. These are dollars for all intents and purposes.
And there's one casino that scans the license plate of every car that like comes into its self-parking garage and every car that its valet parkers take?
That's true. In fact, multiple casinos do this. This is it's basically using something called optical character recognition and through a camera. And it's focused on where the license plate would be. Your car comes up, it reads the number, digitizes it, and then puts it through a database. And if your license plate matches the license plate of somebody who's scammed the casino in the past, they are within their rights to ask you to leave because they don't want your business.
So what other kinds of security and surveillance technology are Las Vegas casinos using?
There's always a big problem with collusion. And that's where the guy who's sitting at the table knows the dealer or has a background with the dealer, and they're subtly helping each other out. And then one guy walks off with a lot of the casino's money and nobody's the wiser. So one of the technologies pioneered to stop that is called non-obvious relationship awareness. And the acronym for it is NORA. And that literally does sort of almost a real-time background check on the people at the table versus the dealer versus the other people at the table, and it'll check to see whether you have anything in your record that matches up with anybody else's record. And in fact, the Homeland Security now uses this to do to check for relationships between terrorism suspects.
All of this stuff gives me a pretty creepy feeling about being in Las Vegas, frankly.
Well, you know, it's the one thing to stress, though, at the same time that they do all the monitoring on people who volunteer their information, which is, you know, when you give them your loyalty card, they also have one of the few experiences where you can do it completely anonymously. Most people don't realize this, but if you come in via cab, you walk in the door and you give them cash in exchange for the chips, and then you gamble for a while and then turn your chips in, and then they give you cash and you walk out the door. You've been on camera the whole time, but they didn't know who you were.
Glenn Doreen with Popular Mechanics. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.